You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Doug Pratt, who is a spokesperson for the Michigan Education Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good, 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 good. I'm glad to hear that. Wanted to get a hold of you. Michigan Education Association has been in the news the last few days after the president, MEA President Ira Salters, had said that there would be a letter coming out regarding, well, it said that unprecedented action would be needed, appropriate for unprecedented times. And I just wanted to follow up with you on that and find out what exactly. There were a lot of rumors running around that it was talking about striking and so forth. And I wanted to follow up and get from you where you think we are with this and what an unprecedented action might be.
Sure. Well, in our board of directors, which is about 80 or 90 of our members from across the state who are elected locally, have called on each of our 1,100 locals around the state to take a vote to provide MEA the authority to initiate crisis activities up to and including a job action. Now, where all the discussion about a quote-unquote strike has come from is that statement. Could a work stoppage result from all this? It could, but that's down the line. You know, what is going on right now is the fact that MEA and our members aren't going to stand silent while Michigan's public schools and middle class are under attack. These votes are our way of increasing the awareness and action among our members to stand in defense of their jobs, of their rights, and of the futures of our students and communities.
Okay, and just to clarify right off the top here, my understanding is that it is illegal for Michigan teachers to strike, and if I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected.
You're not wrong, but what we're looking at here is an assault on our middle class and on the students of this state. Let's take the budget, for example. Not what's being talked about is this $470 cut. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the minimum that a school district could be on the hook for. Lansing Public Schools, for example, are going to get dinged more than $700 per student. There are others in the state who are going to get hit for significantly more, some north of $1,000, even $2,000. If our lawmakers are standing in Lansing saying that they believe in public education and these are the kind of actions that they're taking, you're going to see not just teachers, but people from across our community standing up and saying that this isn't right, this isn't what we sent you to Lansing to do, and we're going to make you take notice. Now, there are lots of different things that vote that our locals are taking could mean. Could mean informational picketing, could mean other crisis activities that we engage in to inform the public and to let people know that these are wrong decisions that are going to hurt the future of our students and the future of our state. That's not something that any of us take lightly, and that's something that these votes are the vehicle for. Taking more actions, aggressive actions that are going to put our lawmakers on notice that the citizens of this state aren't going to stand for disinvesting in our schools and attacking the middle class.
And I appreciate very much, Doug, you're clarifying that, because when you talk about these subjects, someone like me, I don't want to inflame anything, but I want to get it right. So again, that's why I appreciate you so much coming on tonight to define. Crisis activities can mean a lot of different things. When we talked about the job action, another question along that area. If it could lead to a work stoppage, and as you said, and I'm again not trying to inflame, that would be a long way down the road. Would an organization like the MEA and teachers lose some credibility if something like that were taken when they know that is an illegal step?
I think you have to view that through the lens of what the legislature is doing. I mean, the members who I represent around the state aren't going to take an action like that lightly. And by the way, it would be their choice. They would be the ones who would be making that decision. That's not something that the MEA president or the board of directors on their own can choose to do. But they're going to react to what the legislature and the governor do or don't do over the coming weeks and months. And I think when you look at some of the steps that are being taken, undermining you know, collective bargaining rights, undermining the power of people's votes through things like this emergency manager legislation that got passed recently, looking at these kind of massive cuts to public education, taxing senior citizens and poor people in order to pay for a massive business tax cut. All of these things are going to be taken into account. And you know, if our members, you know, have said enough is enough, and others say that enough is enough, we're going to take the actions that are necessary to make sure that lawmakers understand that the communities in this state aren't going to stand for people telling them that their votes don't matter, that their voice doesn't matter, and you know, leading us down a path that's going to lead to ruining this state. That's not something that people are going to just sit down for.
Absolutely. Well, and the rallies at the Capitol have shown that in full force.
In this area, yeah. I think what you're going to see now, particularly since the legislature, you know, they're in session this week, and then they're going on vacation. They're taking 2 weeks off. Must be nice, work for a couple months, and then you get, you know, 2 weeks off. That's if they were working the full time.
Now, but some folks would say that about teachers with the summer off. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Doug.
Well, I'm playing devil's advocate. You know, when you work 5 days a week for 9 months, 10 months, and, you know, that's what teachers do, and then you spend those summers doing professional development and other activities, that's a whole lot different than working 3 days a week, you know, for a couple of weeks and then heading out of town when you've said time and time again that your top priority is creating jobs. My question is, where are the jobs?
Point taken. And the impact of the students ought to be what we're all most concerned about. And what does the MEA see as some of the legislation recently that's been passed, the impact on the students in the state of Michigan?
Well, emergency financial managers, let's start there. They've been given academic authority. So you're putting communities in positions where you're going to have somebody making academic decisions who has no academic qualifications, an accountant who's making decisions about curriculum. You know, these are the kind of decisions that are coming out of Lansing that don't make any sense. And the ones that are on the horizon are even worse. These budget cuts cannot be understated, the level of impact it's going to have on students. You know, a lot of times, you know, lawmakers in Lansing like to look at advocates who are working on behalf of educators and public schools and say, you're just worried about the adults. Well, no, I'm worried about the children in this state and the massive millions of dollars that lawmakers right now are considering cutting out of their educations. That definitely is not putting the kids first.
And this we've got a couple of minutes left, Doug. What are you hearing from MEA members when the crisis activity memo first went out or email first went out and the letter to follow? What are your MEA members who are getting in touch with the association saying to you?
You know, they're saying that they're seeing these problems in Lansing and that many of them weren't aware of exactly how bad things were getting in Lansing. We were putting a letter out to every single MEA member this week explaining what's going on in Lansing and what impact it's going to have on their students, on their schools, on their communities. The ones we're hearing from are saying, you know, it's time that we stood up. It's time that we took a stand in for our students, for our profession, for our communities. You know, they're saying that they support, you know, ratcheting this up. Are they saying that they want to walk off the job tomorrow? Absolutely not. That's the last thing that anyone in public education wants to do. But, you know, the question is, does walking out and making their voices heard, does that, when you weigh that up against some of the drastic cuts and terrible policy decisions that are being made for students, does that prevent it? Does that stop some of these bad things from happening so that our students can have an academic future? That's the question.
Well, Doug, as always, I appreciate your perspective most certainly and the work that you're doing and helping us keep informed. Information is power, and I appreciate your time very much. We'll be following this along, and I'm quite sure we'll be talking again soon.
Absolutely. Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Doug Pratt, who is spokesperson for the Michigan Education Association. Some good information this evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.